Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Would you join me right now in giving a great big Fresh Oil Conference welcome? Amen. To Evangelist Carlton Clark from Phoenix, Arizona. Come and minister to us.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you could hold your Bible with one hand and reach over to the person next to you with the other, and just, if they'll let you, lightly and politely touch them. And we want to pray this prayer. God, anoint us. Hallelujah. We want to agree together. Anoint us, Lord, that your will would be done in our hearts, in our minds this morning. Speak to me, O Lord. Speak to me in Jesus' name. And do what no one else can do for me, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just so that you have a better understanding of what's going to be happening this morning, I have felt in the Lord to, like a baseball player, bunt. Hallelujah. That's a short little surprising hit that gets you on base. And then you patiently wait for the cleanup hitter to come behind and knock it out of the park. And you both run home. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to let my friend and brother and elder, Brother Moss, hit the home run. I'm going to obey the Lord and just get on base. Hallelujah. Now, I know the Lord wants to talk to us this morning. I'm absolutely, positively convinced of that. He woke me up at 3 o'clock. I don't think he'll mind me telling you. So I have been in much prayer off and on concerning this morning session. And I am absolutely convicted in my confidence that you are here because the Lord wants to speak to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So please take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to Psalms 27. Hallelujah. I apologize, Sister Eliana. I was just going to read a couple of verses from Psalms 27, but I want to feel led of the Lord to start at the beginning of this psalm. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Psalms 27, beginning at verse number 1, one of my favorite psalms. Hallelujah. It's David cheering, talking to the Lord and to everything else in creation, I suspect. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." Hallelujah. "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion." A pavilion is a royal tent. Hallelujah. "In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy." Yes. "I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Amen. Hallelujah. And here's our text for this morning. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hallelujah. I want to speak to us for just a little while on this simple thought, led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Here David is extolling the goodness and the majesty and the power and the grace of God in his life, and how the Lord, the Mighty One, protected him and covers him. And yet, when the Lord said to him, "Seek ye my face," his heart immediately answered, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek."
Yes.
Hallelujah. If I can underscore what we're talking about this morning, God wants you to recognize that he has feelings just like you. We're made in his image. He's much more like us than we realize. And in the midst of all of his feelings, he wants relationship.
Yes.
He wants fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He doesn't just want to be your God, but he wants relationship. He wants to be your father, your friend.
Amen.
Would you lift your hand one more time to the Lord and say, "Thank you, Jesus." And talk to me specifically, Lord, today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. I worship you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Hallelujah. Being an evangelist, I get to travel and see lots of different parts of the country. And that means airports, and that means airplanes. And I love to fly, so it's a win-win. And this one particular weekend, I was headed out to preach, and I came to the airport, and the queue was quite long that particular day. There were lots of people flying, but in the way that they had it set up, you've seen it at the banks, where they put the line up, and they make it come back, and then they make it come back, and then they make it come back, so they can get a lot of people in a little bit of space. Well, in the way that queue was set up this particular day, there was a big hole in the middle where no one was standing. And when I got closer where I could see what was going on, it was this lady with a bunch of luggage, and she had this wide-eyed, rambunctious little boy. And his eyes were big as saucers, and he was just glad to be alive, and he wanted to get into everything. And everybody was standing away from her, because she had this little boy in, I've never seen this before or since, she had this little boy in this little harness. It was like, if you can imagine, backpack straps and a strap around the middle, and around the back, somewhere in the middle or by his neck, was a leash, and it was about 5 feet worth of cord there, and she's holding on to him for dear life, and he's pulling around everywhere like this. And everybody's standing just out of reach of his leash, because one moment he's over here like this, and then the next minute he's over here like that, and it was something else. I thought, bravo, Mom, way to go. And watching this little guy made me think of another situation that I had happened to be in some time before that. I am a Walmarter, I confess, praise God, hallelujah. I do my shopping from 2 to 4 in the morning, because that's usually when it's just you and the stalkers. Not stalkers, but stalkers. Hallelujah. and there may be stalkers there too. And they're putting out all the boxes and stuff. And you can put on your headset, and you can listen to whatever you want to listen to and walk the aisles pretty much in peace. You don't see all the crazies. And I'm in there with my headset on and my iPod, and I am looking for what I want, taking my time. And I'm on a row with a bunch of boxes stacked all over the place. And at the end of the row, coming around the corner, is this father and another little boy. And I first thought, I'm a bachelor, so you have to forgive me, praise God. I first thought, what in the world are they doing here at 2:30, 3:30 in the morning? That little boy should be strapped in and sound asleep. But Here they are coming down the aisle, and that father had his hand on that little boy's head, and he's moving him around the boxes. Hallelujah. And he's steering him where, and everywhere he turns that head, that's the direction the little boy goes. And his hands are out here like this, and he's looking around, and he's having a good time, and he's just going where he steered, praise God. And they make their way down the aisle and past me, and I watch them go around the corner to the next aisle. Now, believe it or not, I just preached my message to you. Hallelujah. These two little boys, praise God. Hallelujah. You see, in this whole matter of relationship with God and in seeking his face and allowing God to become your friend, hallelujah, you come to grips with the honest-to-goodness reassurance that God knows exactly what he's about and that God is doing his own perfect will. Hallelujah. Amen. Not what could be best for you or what is one alternative for you. God's will is perfect. Hallelujah. And he is doing that. And if you allow him to, he will make ways where no one else could make a way. And he will bless like no one else can bless. And if you'll listen to the sound of his voice, when he calls to you saying, seek ye my face, if your heart will respond, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Hallelujah. God is about to reveal himself. God is about to give of himself. The never-ending unfoldingness of his glory in your understanding and in your life. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand here that in this relationship matter, God has all kinds of blessings and anointings in store for you. Hallelujah. And then the rapture. Hallelujah. God wants to use you in this end time hour, and he wants to reveal himself and for you to be his friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord dealt with me some time ago and told me, I don't want you to call me God anymore. I want you to call me Father. And I was blown away when the Lord said that. Now, I had called him God and had called him Lord and Holy One and all the other majestic titles that you can think of to describe. But when the Lord said he didn't really want me to call him those things anymore, but that he wanted me to refer to him as Father, and then specifically Abba Father, I was floored because I realized that God was wanting to take me to a different place in relationship with him. I don't know what your relationship is like with your earthly father. Maybe you know him, maybe you don't. Maybe you have a good relationship with him, maybe a not so good relationship. Mine with my father was very, very hectic, hardcore, and not so good until God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And then he was a totally different man. But we didn't get to spend very much time together at that point because he passed away. And now God, having me call him Father, wanted to continue on a different dimension, a relationship with him that I never was able to have with my earthly father. And I have seen God bless and minister and speak to me and do things in my life that have absolutely brought me to tears. And I know, big, strong, tough black guy crying because God did something special in his life or did something that nobody else would know about, but that's genuinely the truth. That's the case, praise God. And as the Lord dealt with me about seeking his face and about coming before you and talking to you about being led by the Spirit, it is absolutely critical that you understand that all of this not only is for your good, but you will become a blessing to your God by worship, fellowship, and surrender to Him. You see, if I could just cut to the chase, I've got several pages of notes here that I thought I was going to use, but I'm feeling the unction of the Spirit. That little boy that was in that airport queue that had the leash on him and the collar around him is so much like you and I that it is a shame to have to deal with it in the real. What do I mean? We all want our own way. We all want our own thing. We often, without really realizing it, pray, Father, my will be done, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. We ask for what we want, and we ask with the caveat sometimes, if it be thy will, which kind of means we pretty well suspect that it's our will and not his will. We just want him to get on board. Hallelujah. I smile when I hear singers sing about how that God is on our side. No, he really isn't. God is on his own side. Hallelujah. And we have to get on his side. Hallelujah. Can I give you a real quick theological lesson concerning the concept of righteousness? They'll make you write papers about this kind of stuff if you go to Bible college. But righteousness simply boils down to this. God is right, and so are you if you agree with him.
All right.
And that's where it is, praise God. God never is wrong, and he never makes a mistake. And if you want to be in the righteousness of God, you've got to agree with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we wanting what we want to do the way that we want to do it, we never reach the place where God can trust us with the anointing and the giftings that we crave and that we desire. And as you get older and as you become more mature seeking for those things in the Holy Ghost, you're going to discover that God doesn't get his arm twisted so that you can get what you want from him. In other words, it's not an abundance of fasting and prayer to get a gift from God or to get an anointing from God. Hallelujah. It comes out of relationship. And as God sees that he can trust you, as God sees that you believe him and you're going to surrender and follow him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Because your desires will be tempered by his righteousness and his holiness and his presence in your life. Hallelujah. Now, last night, there was a tremendous anointing of oil that was poured out. Some of you distinctly felt, because I could feel it when I was praying for you, as if somebody was pouring something on you, and it got warmer the more you stayed in prayer and surrendered to it. Hallelujah. That was the fresh anointing coming. Some of you didn't quite get there. You merely prayed back through. The anointing is still here, and God is still wanting to pour it out on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you've got to be desiring for it. And in this process of desiring for it, you have got to make up your mind and decide that you are going to be led by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Please don't let it be that God has to put a harness on you and hold you back from where you want to go and the thing that you want to get into. Because I promise you, if that's your relationship with God and you're pulling against the rope and you're trying to go where you want to go, at some point in all of this, God is going to let you go. And you'll wind up where you don't want to be, involved in what you never thought possible. Here's a scary wisdom thought. I had an elder tell me one time about a very anointed, used man of God who simply changed angels. What do I mean? He had an angel that God had given him to protect him and to guide him, a spirit of discretion, and to use him, but wanting what he wanted in the spirit and in the gifts, He didn't realize that he had lost that angel and that another one had come into his life and had come alongside him. And he now had all the things that he wanted, and he now was operating the way that he wanted in the spirit. The only problem was that angel was not from God. And it does really happen like that. So as you pull for God for what you want, hallelujah, be careful, you just might get it. Hallelujah. What you really want is the hand of God on your head. What you really want is to be like the other little boy who felt his father turn his head this way and that, and whichever way he faced, that's where he went. Hallelujah. What you want is to become so sensitive to the Spirit that when the Spirit speaks to you, when the Spirit moves you, you respond to it. Hallelujah. You say, yes, Lord, and you go that direction. Hallelujah. Look at Psalms number 32, verses 8 and 9. Could you put that up there for us, sis? Hallelujah. This is really, truly critical, because God deals with us more like, well, a father and a child than we realize, praise God. Look what the psalmist wrote here, hallelujah. I will instruct thee, the Lord says, and teach thee the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Hold it right there. I will guide thee with my eye. Now, I've been in men's meetings before where I brought this scripture forth and talked to these men, how that they get to know their wives, dwelling with them, loving them and respecting them. And men, we all like to act like we're in charge and we're in control, but the man is a fool who doesn't listen to his wife and doesn't seek to please her. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Yeah, bless God, I got it under control here. Yeah, we're doing this because I feel like it's the best thing. And across the room in that gathering, his wife will look at him. Eyebrows raise or something like that. And he'll see it thinking nobody else sees it. And then all of a sudden, well, we better go. We got stuff to do, places to go. He got the signal from her, and it was her eyes. Hallelujah. See what the Lord is saying here? I will instruct thee. I will guide thee with mine eyes. The subtlety of God dealing with you. If you're going to truly be led by the Spirit, you've got to come to the place where you can deal with that, and you will recognize that when it happens. Verse number 9, hallelujah. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Remember the little boy, the one on the leash? Don't make it so that God has to do that with you concerning your calling and your election, your anointing and your gifting. Hallelujah. Because if God has to, he will strap you down. You do belong to him. He does love you. But, he just might let you have your own way. Hallelujah. The man or the woman that responds to the leading of God, to the move of his Spirit on their life and in their heart, they are going to find themselves light years ahead. And transformed by the holy power of his word and his Spirit. And that's what you want. That's where you want to be. Hallelujah. Because as the Spirit deals with you and moves on you, your ministry is going to grow. Your effectiveness and your relationship with God is going to deepen. And we have not very much time left. Amen. We have not very much time left before the Lord takes his church out of here. And you want to be one of them that God uses. Hallelujah. You want to be one of them that God has his way with. I've seen a number of people in my travels over the years who want God. They desperately desire him. But when the Spirit of the Lord begins to manifest in their life, they refuse to move. They refuse to yield or surrender. They'll talk in tongues as long as they can clench their teeth and hold on and be in control. Don't be one of those who spends all of your time in the Spirit on the shallow end of the pool. You know, that's where a lot of Pentecostal runaway services actually take place. We're on the shallow end of the pool. You can splash around and kick a little water on each other, but your feet are firmly planted on the bottom of the pool. God doesn't want you there. God is calling you to come out into the deep end, into the deep things. He's calling you to come to the place where your feet can no longer touch the bottom, and you've got to raise your hands. You've got to move your feet. You've got to open your mouth and surrender. Not this polite elbow to high raised hand calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants you to be out there in the Spirit, surrendered to Him so that He can use you and do what He wants to do with you and cause you to become familiar and trusting under His anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we lift our hands and love Him right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I worship you. I praise you, Lord God. I bless you and I thank you. Holy One, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen. God, have your way with me. Holy, holy God, anoint me. Holy God, have mercy and use me. You see, God really does want to answer those kind of prayers, but He's looking for men and women. He's looking for young people that will, when He blesses them, they'll move in that blessing. They'll surrender to that anointing. When the Spirit moves on you to talk in tongues as the Lord gives you the utterance. Go for it. Lift your hands, lift your voice, praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 God, I want your hand on my head. God, I want you to direct my eyes. God, I want you to order my steps. God, I don't want to be in a harness that you've got to hold me back from myself and my carnal desires. I want to be anointed. I want to be used of you. I want you to trust me because you can count on me and thy will be done. When you say, seek ye my face, I want it that my heart says, thy face, oh God, will I see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say it with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I really want you to lead me. Give Him another great big hand clap of praise.
Hand on the person beside you and let's pray one for another. God, make my brother sensitive to your Spirit, Lord. God, touch my sister. Make her sensitive to your Spirit. God, quicken us. Awaken us from the dead, Lord. Quicken us from your power. Awaken us from sleep and carnality. Awaken us from sleep and carnality, Lord, and quicken us to be sensitive to your Spirit. To be in your presence, to be in your likeness, Lord, to fellowship and intimacy with you. Brother Billy Cole taught us as young men serving as elders under him. He said, the secret to my success in ministry is that I find out what God wants to do and where He wants to do it and when He wants to do it. And then I show up. He said, these things didn't happen because I came. I came because these things were going to happen. It's about sensitivity to the Spirit.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.